Blind Cool Tech, number 74, August 7, 05. Hey, y'all, how is everybody? I'm Larry Skudkon, your host for this edition of Blind Cool Tech. We've got a lot to talk about today. It's Sunday morning, obviously, the 7th. My daughter's 19th birthday, my youngest daughter, Rachel. Who was in a bad accident the other day, by the way. Friday night, actually. Oh, this is the nightmare of nightmares. Fortunately, she's fine. A semi-truck, I presume she was in the blind spot, and the guy just started moving over and drug them along underneath the car there for a good ways. Just thank God that they're okay. Her friend Emily was actually driving. But, I guess with young kids, it's... when I was driving, I would have never been in that position. Especially, if you're driving along for quite a ways, you want to give them their room. And I guess that's what they expect. And the guy just didn't expect a car to be there. At least, I think that's what was happening. I don't know. Okay, we've got some email to go through, and I'd like to show you some tips and tricks. So let's get started with the email.
Master Volley Pod, Pod, OPML, iPod or Podcast Down, No Tap Window Eyes, Inbox Outlook Express, Inbox Outlook Express, Alonzo Edward.
We are using, by the way, Deck Talk Express today. I'm using a new computer that I'll be telling you about, and I haven't installed the NeoSpeech yet. So here's our first email.
Hi Larry, I was wondering how you selected the particular podcasts and exported them to that file. If you have a lot of podcasts and you only want certain ones to go into your exported file, how would you select them? Would you just use the window selection commands? Thanks. Edward Fernando.
Hey Edward, okay. Actually what I'm using is a new program that Dave Weiner wrote called the OPML Editor. And what I did was exported all my feeds and then just deleted, then I opened OPML Editor and I deleted the ones I didn't want and then saved them as the file that I wanted. Now, I'm not going to even provide you guys with information on the OPML Editor yet because there's lots of issues with it. It's very complex program, and I honestly can't answer any questions about it. I'm sure if you're interested in finding out more about it, you can just do a Google search. All right, next email.
Hi Larry, was just listening to your show about the iPodder and heard Thomas Edison's Attic. Do you listen to that show? I listen on a regular basis and find that there is a little something for everybody if you like that kind of music. The only thing that I have noticed with iPodder is that when you check the button to delete programs so many days old, it doesn't seem to stay checked. Thank you for your interest in this matter. Sincerely, Chris Peppelbach.
Yeah, I do listen to that, Chris. That's a pretty neat show. And if any of you are interested in it, it's in the OPML file that I called the best of the best on the website. And I am going to find a better place for that, a more prominent place, because it's quickly going to get lost in episodes. I've also noticed that about iPodder as well. There's a few little quirks in iPodder. It's really not that big an issue to me because I always just have iPodder either download straight to my flash card and then put that in the book port and delete them from there, or have it download to the hard disk and then move them over to the flash card. All right, next email.
Hi Larry, I'm listening to your podcasts and enjoying them. At the end of one of them, Maybe Media Center demo, you had what I thought was a really cool ending. You said goodbye and opened the squeaky door and told the dogs, come on boys, and one of them barked. I was thinking what a cool signature ending that is. Kind of like Tom Bodett from Motel 6 saying, we'll leave the light on for ya. Or Mr. Rogers putting on his sweater and going out his door at the end of the show. Of course, then the dogs got tangled up and you had to get onto them and I laughed out loud, but just before that, it was really cool. See you soon. Love, Car. Starts your day with Yahoo.
Well, that's my sister, Karen. Well, thanks for listening, Care. Yeah, I think I might use that as the signature ending. I'm kind of looking around for a start and an end. And like I told the listeners a few days ago, you and Mom and Dad are probably our only sighted listeners, but I hope to have more. Okay, next email.
Hi, Larry. Thanks for doing Blind Cool Tech. You asked where listeners heard about the show. I searched for Blind and iRiver IFP 899 to see if the iRiver was accessible. BCT was one of the search results. Blind testing was the other popular response. It would be very helpful to me if you did a show describing in detail how you took a recording from the iRiver and got it ready for publication. Working with audio files is new to me. Thanks. Bottom.
Well, you got it. Let's just do that right now. I actually have a show on the iRiver that I did Friday on the way home from work. It'll be number 73. You will already have heard it if you know, you're listening to these in chronological order. This one, by the way, you've got to listen to number 73. It's called Google Tips, I think is what I'm going to name it. But I was using the new binaural earphones, which you kind of wear over your ear a little bit like a pair of glasses, and they're very small and unnoticeable. But the stereo separation is phenomenal. I was out in the backyard listening to that show after I got home, and I mean, I almost stepped back from some of the traffic that was going by on the right. It's amazing. I've got some big plans for this, for those microphones. Okay, let's take the iRiver. And, well, the first thing we do is, you know, we'll listen to the show a little bit and make sure it's okay. And then we'll take it and put it over on the computer. We'll hook it up to the USB port, and first thing we have to do is actually find the iRiver, though. Thought I had it sitting right here. That could be a problem. Oh, here it is. Okay, so I always keep mine locked and off, and then I'll go ahead and plug it into the USB port with it still off. That way I don't fumble around and accidentally hit a button. So the first thing we do is copy it over to the PC. It's recorded in MP3, so that's a little unfortunate. Well, there's advantages and disadvantages to that. The advantage being, of course, that you can get a lot more material out in the field. And the disadvantage being that, you know, you have to convert it to a WAV file and then re-encode it if you're going to do any editing on it. All right, so I'm going to slide my unlock switch, and then I'm going to turn it on, and we should hear the USB connect.
What do you want Windows to do? Open folder of U files. Yeah. Using Windows Explorer.
That's what I want.
5 of 6.
So I'll press enter.
23 box 10.mp3.
Size. And I'll go down to the end.
Record. Type. File folder.
And that's what I want, is the record folder.
Size 175 MB files XMIG.
We'll press enter.
XMIG013.mp3. Size. XMIG013.mp3.
And let's, what we want to do probably is listen to this and make sure it's the one we want. So
context,
we'll press.
Play P. Open with Studio Recorder.
Open with Studio Recorder.
Studio Recorder Document 1.
Nope, that's not the one. Although this is another one we're going to use.
Screensaver.
So we'll stop that. Actually, I'm going to use this in part of today's show, so I'll go ahead and save it as an MP3 as a WAV
file.
File
left folder. Edit box. File name N. OK.
Oops.
Button. Dialog. Save as. CPOT BCT74. Path does not exist. Please verify the correct path was given.
No.
Default. Edit box. File name N.
CPOT BCT7. Yeah.
OK. Button. Edit box.
What am I doing? C colon back. POD back. BCT74.
Okay. But edit
Okay. Maybe I don't have a
desktop
pod. Let's see.
Pods. Type recycler. Will not recycle.
We'll make one.
File F pull-down. File F folder. Edit box.
Pod.
Pod. Save as.
Like
edit
I said,
box.
This is a new computer,
file name
so.
C pod BCT Studio Recorder XMIC013.mp3.
So this actually takes a few minutes to save a WAV file. It actually takes even longer to save an MP3 file. But that's not actually the one that I wanted to show you. Let's get the one.
Local disk C. Record. Record.
I switched back over to the iRivers folder.
XMIC012.mp3. XMIC012.mp3 size 212.
XMIC012.mp3 size 212 KB. Well, okay, yeah, well, I know what happened. I already took it off here. So what I will do, I took the Google tip show off already and converted it to a WAV, so we'll just go ahead and load that one off the hard disk. But the steps are, I unload from the iRiver, copy it over to the hard disk, as save it as a WAV file, and let's go and find that file.
P.
That was our tone that said that Studio Recorder's done saving.
Pod 8492030 XMIC013.84924 BCT73.mp3 BCT73.wav size.
Okay, so here's the WAV file and
context menu. Play P open with Studio BCT73.wav size 591,413 KB.
August 5th, 2005.
Okay, so what we're going to do is go to the beginning. We're going to set a mark and move to where the speech starts and then delete from there to the beginning.
No, blind cool tone.
Okay, we'll stop. I wished I hadn't said all right. I have to make a mental note not to do that, and I may be able to edit that out of there. Let's see. Yeah, let's see how this sounds.
Blind Cool Tech, number 73.
Oh, yeah.
Blind Cool Tech, number 73.
And I'm going to play before where I'm at.
No.
Yeah, I'll just delete that. Like, that'll work. So I pressed my end mark. My beginning mark, delete.
Blind Cool Tech, number 73. August 5th, 2005. We're going to talk about a few things today.
Okay, so now I'm going to go toward the end of the file because I caught I didn't shut the recorder off. Actually, there's one little place I want to edit out of here, too, and that's one of the things I try to do is remember where I need to edit. And probably I need to do a better job at that, too, and what I'm planning on doing probably is like maybe using some kind of stopwatch and getting my time when I have something I need to edit out.
studio recorder document 1.
And in this case, it's just, I won't edit that out. I'm just going to go to the end and edit out Liz and I talking. So I went to the end and I'm pressing page up.
Well, so y'all just gonna do that then? Well,
tell me about it.
Oh,
Let's go up a little further.
The computer just started working.
206-984.
And here's where the end of it was.
03. Of course, our website is aph.org/tech/BCT. Y'all have a great one. And we will see you next time.
And sometimes I like to leave a little bit of a hand
in here. Hey, Fredsters.
And we'll end it right there. Okay, so what I'll do is delete from there to the end. And I did it. And now what I want to do is normalize to make sure that there's not some really low volumes. So I'll go to the process menu. I'm using Studio
Context
Recorder.
Context menu. Normalize. Change. Normalize. Normalize to 20.0 dB. Edit box. 0.0. Studio Recorder BCT73.1.
And this is a lot of data too, so this can take a minute. I apologize for those little clips there. That is a good way to knock me on the head and remember that not to talk too loud though.
Okay. Button. Dialogue.
Oh, it looks like it was
studio
already
recorder.
Normalized.
This document is already normalized to the specified Studio Recorder
BCT73.1. Let's go ahead and look, let it play here, and let's look at our levels. So let's go ahead and go back to the beginning.
Blind Cool Tech today.
Yeah, we'll get out on the street.
And we're on stereo effect.
And scoot down into the file a little bit.
R1, I believe, is...
Okay, I'm going to look at the meter.
Point your ruler to the cursor. 00 BC BC document file F studio -10 -3 -0 clip
amazing. It's clipping.
How light it is.
P -1.1 -1.1.
Unscrew it to make some of the adjustments.
-1.1 -1.1.
I think these things are geared more for musicians. -1.1.
So see, there's a lot of traffic noise.
Clip.
All right.
I just clipped it.
Somebody's playing in their car. I love that song.
Okay, so
we're
gonna call this good on this one.
It was huge on that thing.
And what we do next is export to MP3. Actually, well, let's save this. Trying to think if I want to save that conversation with Liz, because it was pretty funny. I need to get her permission to use it though, and I didn't yet, so I won't do that for now. So I'll go ahead and save this. Pressed Control S, and it'll take a sec again, just like it did last time. Now, once we've got it saved, we're going to export it to an MP3 file, and these levels when you're out on the street are very, very difficult to deal with because that traffic noise is so much higher than everything else, and that's one thing I like about that Olympus. You know, it has some kind of limiting circuitry in it, so you don't ever get, the file kind of evens itself out a little bit. Okay, that's saved. Now we're going to export.
File F, menu closed. Edit box. File name N. BCT73.mp3. dialog.
Except we're export going to call MP- it Google Tips.
Space. Studio recorder BCT73.WAV. Use variable bitrate VBR.
And I'm
bit
going
rate
to set it
default
to
56,
the BPS
6,
8, to 96.
96K, 11.
Because that's
90.
What it was recorded at, and I want you guys to try to experience the dual channels, the better separation, and the pretty good microphones.
Resample rate default 1 of 9.
We'll
combo
leave the
box
sample
mode
rate the same
default 1
and
of
it's
5
going to be stereo.
Quality default high normal.
We're
going to
do normal
3
quality
of
just
because
it's a little faster.
Studio
to
recorder
save.
BCT73.WAV.
Okay, so now it's saving, and once it gets saved, we'll add the ID3 tag info into it, which I will have to save that for a later discussion as well. Well, maybe not. Maybe I can just install that right quick while it's...
Dialogue.
Well,
okay, but dialogue. Windows Explorer. OPM, 8bar dr70inu, access.ht8bar dr60inu.x, opml.zip, export, stu, ppr, repa, ifp, h1, mowing the grass, lamuin 32, date created, zipstick, z7, xmltv, tv, voicebe, voice, voicemi.
No, but I don't have that file, although I should have. I've installed it on this machine here. Well, I can always go to the website and grab it right quick. We won't do that. We won't waste your time with that, though. What it is, though, is it's an ID3 tag editor, and ID3 tags are descriptions that you embed in the files. Author, name of the show, blah, blah, blah. And that way it shows up on people's screen, like if they listen with an iPod or something with a display on it. I've found a really cool one, and it's in the show notes from a couple of days ago, that you just go to properties and it adds a couple more tabs onto your property page, and you can just edit the ID3 tag info right then and there. Very easy and nice to use. Okay, the next step is I make the show notes, and I use a little program we wrote at work.
Desktop.
Called Track
Studio
It.
Studio Record. Track It.
Which is really...
Custom control.
Which is really a... project management system.
Project. Blind Cool Tech. 46 of 46.
So I'm going to go to...
Keywords. Mowing the grass.
Now, I'm just demonstrating this. I'm using an old set of files here, since I don't have the most current ones at home. So I go to New to add a new issue.
Edit box. Type the keywords for the new issue. Dialogue.
And I'm going to call it Google Tips.
Track it blind Cool Tech 22 results 2 hours. Track it blind Cool Tech 22 results 2 hours. See ProTS.ta. Enter information here. Graphic. Edit box.
Okay, so we'll say join Larry on the walk home while he describes some cool new earphones and talks about Google features. Okay?
Join Larry on the walk home while he describes some cool new earphones and talks about Google features. Graphic.
All right, we'll go to OK.
Spell. OK. Track it blind Cool Tech 23 result. Keywords. Google Tips. 23 of 23.
Now what
combo
I do
box
is generate the XML and the HTML by using the report button on this screen.
Yes, why? Button. Dialogue. Track it. Graphic. Do you want a summary of all projects? Default.
And I don't. That you just heard a minute ago was our MP3 file, by the way, finished up. So I don't want a summary.
Track it line. Cool Tech 23 results 2 hours.
And now we've got a web page. It brings up a
blind
web page.
Cool generate blind cool tech is a podcast. Peep them of you. This Google tips link.
Yep.
872005 Larry. Join Larry on the walk home while he describes some cool new earphones and talks about Google features. Heading 1. Mowing the grass link.
Okay,
Larry
so
on the walk home while he describes
I'm through
cool
with,
Track it blind, cool tech 23 results 2 hours. Report, pod.
I'll quit that. I'm through now with, track it, and at this point I would add the ID3 tag info, and then I have a batch file that's, it's called UpWeb, and it looks at the files that are, well, it essentially uses the xcopy command and copies over new stuff up to the website. So there'll only be 3 new things. There'll be the Google tips.mp3, a new bct.htm, and a new bct.xml, which contains the feeds for this. And that's it. We just prepared a show once it was recorded. You know, obviously, these shows aren't the most professionally done. And one reason for that is because I am a rank amateur at audio stuff. But I'm learning, and I don't really have the equipment. Okay, so I hope that gives you a little bit of an idea. Oh, one thing I almost forgot. I need to unhook the... Oh, I did. No, I didn't. I'm going to unhook the iRiver. And I'm going to shut it off and lock it. Okay. All right, let's get back to our email.
OPM iPod or podcast down. Notepad window iPod. Local disks down. Inbox Outlook Express.
Of course, it was the last one there. Hey there, Fred.
File iRobot, Merrill Louise. Notes. Hi Larry, thanks for doing Blind Cool Tech. You asked where listeners heard about the show.
Oh, we heard
I searched
this
for
one,
Blind
right.
And iRiver.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Untitled document. Don't he have time to clean every day? The new iRobot Roomba scheduler does it for you. Now you can program your Roomba to clean around your schedule even when you're out. Convenient. Cleans where when you want efficient. Program daily or weekly cleanings like a virtual cleaning service effective. Keep your house cleaner than ever without having to think about it with the Roomba scheduler. A clean house can be an everyday occurrence. In fact, if it wasn't key for your cleaner floors, you might just forget it's there. Own a Roomba. Set it to your schedule. Get the most out of your Roomba. The new iRobot scheduler add-on accessory comes with everything you need to program your Roomba to clean every day, day or night. Or program 2 Roomba robotic floor licks to clean at the same time in different rooms. The iRobot scheduler upgrade package is compatible with Roomba Red Roomba Discovery. Discovery see nothing keeps your house cleaner than cleaning every day. Start enjoying cleaner floors today with greater ease and efficiency. Free shipping and 6 replacement fillers through September 30, 2005.
Okay, obviously that's not a Blind Cool Tech item. I just thought it was kind of interesting. Excuse me. All right, next email.
Hi, Larry. I really enjoy Blind Cool Tech. Thanks for doing it. I had to laugh when I heard the show where you clip low-hanging branches on your walk to work. I have a friend who always carries a pair of clippers with him and shows no mercy toward the air and foliage. He is a cane user, and it never occurred to me that a dog guide user would need to clip both head-level and dog-level branches. Anyway, great stuff. Thanks for including Shelley's podcast in your Best of Blind Podcasters OPML file. I have one suggestion and one correction, though. The suggestion is that it would be great to provide an HTML version so that folks could read through the items on your list if they didn't want to import them all. The correction, my feed has moved to httpfeeds.feedbringer.com Shelley's podcast link. So if you could update the OPML file, I'd be most grateful. K. keep up the great work. Larry, Shelly, Shelly, Brisbane, writer, editor, geek for hire website, http://brisbane.net link.
Uh-oh, busted. Shelly, I've heard you telling people people to update their links, and I just hadn't got to it. And do you know, honestly, I really, right as I was heading home the day after I uploaded that, well, I guess it was Friday, I thought, oh my gosh, I've got that old feed in there. But by the time you hear this show, that will be corrected. And, hey, that's really cool. I'm glad you're listening. I listen to yours, too, and love it. In fact, for any of the listeners that don't know, Shelly Brisbane has also been on Jeff Bishop's Desert Skies podcast with a good discussion of the Mac and Tiger and VoiceOver. And she's been mentioned on the Adam Curry Daily Source Code podcast. I guess you guys are know each other personally or something. I'm not sure. But hey, thanks for listening, and you keep up the great work too. Very cool stuff. All right, next email.
Hello, Larry. I'm a new subscriber to your podcast and have been very impressed with the sound quality you had with your walk and demo of the iRiver. I did have one question. What kind of microphone are you using? It sounds like a stereo image, but the frequency response is amazing. Also, your levels are fine. They sound great. I'm also a seeing eye graduate with my fourth guide German Shepherd Kip. Thanks for the great work. Jeff Bottom.
Okay, cool, Jeff. Nice to see a fellow seeing eye graduate. Boy, I try to mention the microphone I'm using, which, whoops, I hadn't done on this show either. I'm using a, I believe it's called a XML990 that Keith purchased at Musician's Friend. And this seems to be a pretty darn good mic, especially they had it on sale for $60. And I think I might go ahead and get one of these. But I try to mention the mic I'm using, and probably if I didn't, what I was using was the Arcos microphone that they that the Arcos people sell to use with the jukebox. Except I'm using it without the battery boost, because the iRiver doesn't require that. And glad you're enjoying the show.
Bookport transfer. Larry, I wanted to let you know how much I really enjoy your podcasts. I am enjoying both the ones describing technology as well as the ones describing everyday activities. I've been subscribed for about a month but have gone back and gotten a lot of the older episodes. I use my Bookport, which I've had since November, primarily for reading web rail books and, of course, listening to all your podcasts. I am also an Audible subscriber, and that is where my question comes in. I have had my Audible Manager software installed on my husband's computer and have my Bookport transfer software installed on my computer. Since my Audible is all set up on his computer, can I also install Bookport transfer on his computer so that I can load my Audible books on the Bookport? Thanks again for all your great podcasts. Bottom.
Absolutely. In fact, I would go ahead and purchase another cable. I have a Bookport transfer and a cable on every computer I use. What I would recommend, though, instead of installing it off the CD, go to aph.org/tech/bp_setup.exe and install it from there. That way you'll get the latest one. Okay, next email.
Here is a story from yesterday's Texarkana Gazette. The conditions have been ideal for watermelon growers in Hempstead County, ARC, this summer. Size and weight records are likely to fall at the 2019 Annual Watermelon Festival August 11 to 14. Perennial giant melon grower Lloyd Wright has already been harvesting melons in the neighborhood of 150 pounds and more as a result of the near arid weather conditions across the south. An estimated crowd of 50,000 is anticipated for the 2005 edition of Watermelon Worship. About 200 vendors from a 9-state area will be hawking homemade arts and crafts and food. There will also be active acts such as an antique car show. antique engine show, baseball card show, miniature train rides, horseshoe pitching and arm wrestling tournaments, the Watermelon 5K run, and a variety of children's activities. This historic agricultural celebration is noted for its family-friendly environment and entertainment. There is more, but this is a short version of the story. See you next week, Pop Rans Kutchin.
Okay, I just wanted to include that. It's from my dad. Thanks, Pa. Because while we're in Arkansas next week, we're going to try to do a sound-seeing tour of not only the Bill Clinton Presidential Library in Little Rock, but the Watermelon Festival in Hope. Okay, next email.
I'm having trouble downloading the two different OPML files on the Blind Cool Tech page. Right-clicking on the file doesn't even give me the proper file to download as a save saw. Please send me as a file attachment. Thanks. Aloha, Milton M. Over there.
Okay, Milton, I'm sorry, man. I'm not going to send you the files as an attachment. What I'd rather do is teach you how to do it. And that way it keeps me from having to send files to everybody and gives you everybody a little bit more information and all that. So what you need to do, I presume you're using JAWS, or you probably wouldn't be having this problem. What you need to do is tab to that link, like you're probably doing, but instead of right-clicking, hit Insert F7, and that'll bring up a JAWS dialog that lists all the links on the page, and you'll be on the proper one. Then hit Move To. There's the first button, I think, after you hit Tab is Move To. So tab once and hit Enter to select Move To. Then you can hit the right click or the applications key and you'll be on the right link. And if that doesn't work, please let us know, and let us know what screen reader you're using or any other information that might be relevant. Okay, next email.
Hi, we've solved some of our grocery shopping frustrations by going to the Austin Farmers Market on Saturday mornings. It's run by an organization called the Sustainable Food Center. Almost everything there comes from within a 150-mile radius of Austin. Besides the produce, there are farm eggs, cheeses, salsas, jams and jellies, pesto, baked goods, coffee and tea, beef, pork, poultry, fresh flowers, and crafts. The peaches from Fredericksburg are about finished, but Gala apples are starting to come in. The market runs from 9:00 to 1:00 on Saturdays. January is the only month it's not open. Further information at www.austinfarmersmarket.org. Link. We enjoy it so much because you can walk up to each booth and talk to the vendors. We ride fixed route bus downtown and then walk 3 blocks west and 1 south. I think our dogs enjoy going there as much as we do. Darcy got inflammatory bowel disease in 2003. I finally got a class date in March, 2004. I have a black Labrador named Millie. We're enjoying the podcasts. Kathy Blackburn, Black and Austin.
All right, Kathy, cool. Thanks for the info. That's that would be a great way to go shopping, where you could just go up to each person's, you know, what they have to offer and talk to them. I'll bet that is a lot of fun. Great idea. Great way to do that, too. You don't need any sighted assistance that way, either. I know Kathy and Audley, her husband, we've known each other for years and years, since the Apple days. So it's good to hear from you, Kathy. All right, I think that was the last email. Let's make sure here.
Good evening. My name is Everett, and I am a new listener from Canada. I have just discovered the world of podcasting and find it pretty interesting. Along with podcasting, I have also just discovered the world of portable MP3 players and online music subscription services. I have a couple of questions for someone experienced like yourself. 1. Do you know of any free affordable audio editing programs that are accessible? 2. Do you know of any JAWS or WindowEyes or other scripts for Napster or iTunes? 3. Can you tell me again, I heard it in one of your casts, what screen reader voice you use for your email? Now for a couple of comments. As I said above, I have just discovered the world of portable MP3 players. I have tried 2 different players out and have decided on the Creative Zen Micro 5GB. Here are my comments on the 2 player recorders. They may be of use to you or others. iRiver IFP 795 512 MB. This unit is a flash drive MP3 player recorder. The bundled software is not accessible through JAWS. However, I was able to access the software enough to use the firmware update function. The firmware update, downloadable FRM, the manufacturer's website, made the device own USB mass storage enabled, allowing me to use it as a flash drive so that I don't need to use their software. The recorder mic in this unit works very well, and the unit even has a line-in port to record from other devices. I found the controls manageable, three buttons and a directional button, however. There. Could you use for your email? Were no sounds to let me know if the button had actually been pressed or if it had been pressed more than once. As for the Creative unit, Creative Zen Micro 5GB, this unit is a hard drive MP3 player. Once again, many functions of the player's software, at least the installation program, were not accessible with JAWS. I was able to find the firmware update on the manufacturer's website, which enabled PFS Plays for Sure functionality, allowing me to use the player for subscription music services such as Napster or Go. The recorder on this model doesn't seem as good as the iRiver model, however, I haven't had much time to experiment with it. The controls on this unit are about as easy to use as the iRiver unit. The Creative device has 6 buttons and up down button, all of which are touch sensitive and can be set to make a sound click when tapped. The only inconvenience is that when recording from the mic, the click is disabled, making it hard to know where in the menus you are to stop recording and playback. Well, I hope these comments are useful to you or someone. I hope to hear from you soon. Ever at Zuffield Nova.
Okay, good information there. Yeah, I appreciate any of you sending in that kind of information. There are a couple of good Wave editors, and I've not used WavePad, but I've heard a lot of good things about it, and I don't even know exactly where to get it, but I'll bet you could do a Google search on WavePad sound, and it would probably come up very quickly. As for set files for Napster and iTunes, I've used Napster a fair amount with Window Eyes, though, and was able to get around in there okay. iTunes, I haven't tried the set files. There are some set files for iTunes, though. Brian Hargin has them. I don't know the right off the direct way to get there, but you can check out, there was a great couple of great stories about them on the Desert Skies podcast and ACB Radio. So to check them out, just go to the Desert Skies podcast is at jeffbishop.com, and you can just scroll through his page and find the show notes and listen to the demonstrations and so forth if you like. And he's got the links there to go directly to where you can purchase those. I'm thinking, I don't remember exactly, I think they were about $40 or so. And let's see, I forgot what your third question was. Let me check right quick.
1, 2, 3, can you tell me again? I heard it in one of your casts. What screen reader voice?
Oh, yeah. That was Neo Paul by NextUp.com. It's actually we're using DeckTalk this time, but I think the one you're referring to is Neo Paul. They have a Neo Paul and a Neo Kate. They're amazing. They're good voices. All right, I think that was the last. Yeah. Okay, now for the rest of the show, I want to tell you, I did make the plunge and bought a dual core Sony system. This one's actually liquid cooled, so there's no fans. I've got a fan running in the background just to keep the air circulating in the basement here, but it doesn't have that whiny high pitch sound that the old computer had. So I'm going to take this old computer, put it upstairs, and I'm going to reformat it and make sure everything's starting from scratch so it won't be so slow. So it's actually a 1500, so it shouldn't be that bad, and it'll be good enough for surfing the web and email and so forth. So I'm going to give that one to Shelley, since she'll need one while she's in going back to school. And that'll keep her off of mine, too. I keep my computer in the Dvorak keyboard layout anyway, so nobody can use, at least not my account. Okay, and the rest of the show, I'm just going to play you a sound-seeing tour of a trip to Circuit City while we bought this thing. So we'll see you on the end of that, and actually before we go into that, I want to give you our contact info. Our audio comment line is 206-984-9203, and we actually do have an audio comment, so let me play that. And since you were asking about how we do these podcasts, I'll just show you how I do those too. Also, our email address is blindcooltech@gmail.com, and our web address is aph.org/tech/bct.htm. Now, here's the way we do the audio comments. So let's go find the comment.
Dialogue. Run.
And I think I know where I stored it.
D O P. Pod. BCT 7. BCT using IP. Crystal Risk 206. Augmented Tactile 206984.
Okay, so context, we're going to open this.
Play P. Open with studio record. Studio
hey,
recorder.
Hey, Larry, piece. Don Barrett again.
Okay, so I've opened that into a separate window. And what I do is cue these all up into studio recorder, and then I just hit the control tab to move to the next window, and it plays it. So we'll go ahead and play this one.
Hey, Larry, Don Barrett again. I guess I'm going to be quite a nuisance here, but this is my third and last guest.
Whoops, wrong audio comment. Let's try that again.
Pod. Various pod. Augmented 65.066. Wind catalog. Temp X. Fantro 20. Wash. More on
digital. Okay, I guess I don't have that new one Don sent in. So we'll just play that one on the next show. But that's how we cue those up and play the audio comments. We just get them open up, and, you know, one wind after the other, and then after we have one, I'll make some comments, and I'll press Control Tab and go to the next one. All right, here's your sound scene tour.
I just called them and told them what I needed to do. And I would give them my policy number, and they would take care of the rest. The All only right. thing they would do, they would call me, and they would have, like, links connections on the phone. And they asked about two questions. I'm off the phone within a minute. Within 1 minute, I'm off the phone.
So what happened this time?
Okay, they told me at State Farm, when I'm ready to get the windshield changed, call. I mean, that's all you have to do is just tell them, you know, it's okay, and give them a claim number, okay? I tell this girl that, and she goes, no, you have to call them first. And I said, no, I already have a claim number and everything. And she said, well, you have to call them and tell them you want to use us. And I said, well, I've never had to do that in the past. I said, but that's what I have to do. She goes, well, if you want me to do it. I said, I
Good
just hung
gosh.
Up on her.
Did you?
On her. So I called the person I usually use. It was over here on Taylorsville Road. Well, they closed. They only have one place down. It's over in off Dixie. And I'm not taking the car all the way off Dixie. That's ghetto land. So, I decided, all right, so I get on, I call the claim center, and here, you know, the one who did my claim here,
yeah.
And I told them, I said, what do I need to do? Well, that's not, you need to call your insurance agent. I said, why? I already have a claim number. What do I have to call him for? I said, I've already talked to him. I said, we've already passed that stage. I have a claim number. That means I have a claim going.
and she goes, hold on for a minute. She comes back and she goes, you have to call this number. So she gave me a number.
Jeez.
It wasn't a working number at all. The number just didn't exist. So I got online and got links, which is, you know, the one that handles the windshield part. And and I told them, I gave them my policy number and everything. And she asked me, she goes, who do you want to use? And I told them, and she goes, wait just a second. So I get them on the phone. And she got them on the phone, and she said, I have so-and-so from Prestige on the phone, and everything's okay. And so she hung up. She said, you guys can take it from here.
Isn't there something in Kentucky, too, where your windshield replacements and your all your glass is free or something?
Uh-huh. That's in Indiana, too. Indiana's like that also.
Store?
Let's start with the best.
What's this? This is a computer. It's a Intel Pentium Core processor, 3.2 gigahertz with hyper threading technology.
Yeah.
512 MB DRAM memory. Do I need to go further?
Yeah.
200 GB Ultra DMA hard drive.
We might.
We're going over them. We just got there.
Oh.
Yeah. Give us a sec.
All right. If you need anything, my name's Matt.
Okay.
Okay.
Then there's DVD. Plus, that's RW / CD, RW drive, DVD ROM drive, Gigapocket video recorder, 128 MB in Vita, FX 5200 graphics, and it's open box value for $879.
That is not bad. What brand?
Sony.
Ooh. Ooh. Let me see.
Oh, that's an MSN TV 2. That's a internet thing.
So I guess the Sony.
Here's this thing.
Yeah.
What's this part right here?
It's a subwoofer.
Oh, and it has two speakers to it.
And I wish it was quiet enough in here where you could hear how loud this computer
is. It's not
was.
Even on.
Oh, no wonder it's so quiet.
You know, I don't think it's plugged up.
No, it may not be. So what's
it
in
says,
this deal?
It's a VAIORZ Digital Studio Personal Computer. Load it with the perfect blend of hardware and software to capture, personalize, and share your videos, photos, music tracks. TV. Watch and record TV with Microsoft Windows XP Media Center Edition 2004 and Sony's Gigapocket TV Tuner Engine. Movies. Create and edit your own DVD movies like a pro with click-to-DVD software. Music. Import, remaster, enjoy your digital music using Sonic Stage Mastering Studio software. Pictures, Picture Gear Studios. Make it easy to view, personalize, print, and organize your digital. And it says, turn family home videotapes into DVDs. Preserve your memories. Look like a pro. Connect all your video resources. This is your the top. Is the DVD RRW. And it says compact disc rewritable. Then the second one is the compact disc DVD ROM.
Okay.
So, and I don't know, this one is where you put that card in. And then you can.
So that's a floppy drive there.
And then you have this right here opens up. Come bring it down.
Oh,
you
yeah,
have
a
your
of
CF and SM and Memory Stick Pro, and you have your S Video, your video inputs, your left and right, and a link, and a USB.
An audio input, left and right audio?
Left and right.
Okay.
your video and S video.
Alright, and what were the other ones?
What other one? That's a Link S400.
Okay.
I guess that's your mic.
And that's two USB ports there.
I guess that's what it is. I know there's one there.
Okay. And what there was a memory card right there? Is that what that is?
It says CF, and then it says SM there, and then it says memory stick.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a heck of a good deal. It doesn't by any chance say what kind of sound card's in it, does it?
I guess that's when you have to ask them.
Mm-hmm. 700 and what?
879. And they have, here's another Sony VAI. There's two of them. There's like Intel, Pentium, processor. Four processor, 630. With HT Microsoft Media Center Edition OS.
Mm-hmm.
1 GB DDR SRAM memory, 250 GB hard drive, DVD, plus our dual layer DVD, RW drive, CD-ROM drive, built-in TV tuner, 6 USB ports, 2 in the front and 4 in the back. It's $1,099. You get 110 mail-in rebates, makes it $9.99.
Wow. Where's it at?
I guess it's this right here. But this right here, this is six. Oh, this is. Then they have one to $640. Okay. Say it's $1,249 with $125 mail-in rebate, and it makes it $1,124.
And the specs are the same?
Yeah.
Boy, that's pretty sleek looking, isn't it? Oh, okay.
This is really sleek.
Yeah,
right here.
It is.
And you have this.
I'd hate to put something like that in the basement. Mm-hmm. What color is that?
It's black.
It's cool looking. Let's see if I can hear it. Oh, I just shut it off, I think.
I think you just shut it off.
I don't know how. I don't know what I touched.
On the side here, I guess. I wonder if that's your off button. It's coming on, I guess.
Okay, and the one that's a little bit more expensive, can you read me the specs on it?
It's the same thing, dude. It's just that instead of 630, it's 640. Intel Pentium 4 processor, 640 WHT Microsoft Media Center Edition OS. And it has the exact same thing as the other one. 1 GB DDR SRAM memory, 250 GB hard drive, DVD plus R dual layer DVD, RW drive, DVD ROM drive, built-in TV tuner, 6 USB ports. 2 in the front, 2 in the back. Okay, it should be gone.
Okay.
Here's this one. And it's a Intel Pentium 4 processor, 630 WHT, 1 GB DDR SRAM memory, 200 GB hard drive.
Twice the RAM in it.
Does it?
Yeah.
What did the other
3 had a gigabyte, but that first one had 512. And this, did this one say it had a tuner card too?
No. It doesn't have a tuner card.
Oh, that's what the difference is. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Intel Pentium D processor, 820 Microsoft Media Center Edition OS, 1 gigabyte, 250 GB hard drive, DVD R dual layer DVD RW drive, DVD ROM drive, 7 USB ports. No TV tuner. Hmm. Now here's one, a Gateway one. That's $1,149 with $115 mail-in rebate, and it would be $1,034.
Does it have the tuner?
Yeah.
And
Intel Pentium 4 processor 630 with HT Microsoft Media Center Edition OS. Seven, you get the monitor. And 17-inch monitor. 1 GB DDR SRAM memory, 250 GB hard drive, DVD R dual layer, 7 USB ports, 3 in the front, 4 in the back, and a built-in TV tuner.
Okay.
I wonder if you get this flat panel one. 17-inch, that's what it says.
Yeah, and that's the price the monitor comes with it.
Yeah.
That's a very good deal, too. Well, I guess we will need a monitor if we're going to give that other computer to Shelly.
Well, you don't need one downstairs, do you?
No? We'll keep other people from using my computer on it.
Yeah, that's true. These don't have TV tuners.
Okay.
Somebody want to read them. That doesn't. That doesn't. That one doesn't. That one doesn't. That one doesn't.
That's a 7-inch sensor. It's kind of the standard.
These don't have them.
Size. This is a 15-inch.
What is it?
$50 less.
Got a tuner though?
Yeah.
What are they getting for that?
$6.99. Hmm. That's it.
Well, I sure like that Gateway. I like those Sonys too. Let me see that. Let me put my hands on that Gateway. I didn't get to see the chassis on it. That's what we use at work is Gateways. Doesn't look as slick as the Sony does. What's all this jazz down here?
It's just design. Like the fan thing down there, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. You can feel air.
It's just
there.
Covered up like a vent.
See if I can hear it. It's fairly quiet.
Do you have any questions about anything? No.
Yeah, we do. Sound cards in these, this Gateway and these Sonys, what do they got for sound cards?
They don't have any, it's just integrated sound. They don't have a dedicated sound card in them.
Do you guys sell sound cards?
Yes, sir, we do.
Like high-end ones?
Oh, yeah, we get all the way up to a $200, $150
set. You got them in stock?
Yes, sir.
Pardon me?
Yes, sir, we do.
What, can we look at them?
Sure, right over here. Audigy 2, 7
lines. Okay.
But that's a 7.1 surround sound card.
Yeah.
It's 24-bit. And that's about as the high end as we carry. that one, you can use an external like connection if you want to connect it like a home stereo or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's got all those options. Plus, it'll support like a computer surround setup. 7.1.
Is this Creative Labs?
Yes, sir.
How much are you getting for this?
It's $200.
Okay. I'll tell you what, I'm not crazy about Creative Labs sound cards. Okay, let me ask you another question about those PCs. I want one that's really quiet, but I can't listen to them in here because it's so noisy in here.
Right.
Are they? How can we find out which one's the quietest? Is there any way, or do you know?
There's the ones with the Pentium D processor are probably going to be the quietest. The Gateway is probably not because it has. That's kind of what it does. Really, it's got really powerful fans in it. That's why the tower's so big. It blows air straight through it.
Yeah.
And all the components are pulled apart. And so it's a higher quality, a better design because your components stay cooler. They're going to last longer.
Yeah.
The quietest computer we have is actually liquid cool. It has no fans in it.
Oh, but which one is that?
It's a little bit higher end computer. I'll show it to you. It's a Sony computer over here. Has a radiator type setup, and it's a radiator setup, and it actually runs a fluid called liquid gallium and courses it through all the components, and then it's got a radiator in the back that basically, just like a car does, the radiator cools the fluid cools the components, but that actually has no fan, so it's pretty much silent. You know, all really it does is pump the fluid source there.
Is this one of them you read to me, bud?
Do what?
Is this one of them you gave me the specs on?
No, this is a whole different one.
Okay, what's the specs on this one?
This is a Pentium D processor. It's got a gig of RAM, 250 gig hard drive, DVD burner. It's got the TV tuner. This one has a Logitech 5.1 surround sound system that comes with it in the box. You know, so it's a pretty good setup.
A media center for the OS?
Right, it is media center, yes, sir.
Single tuner?
I'm sorry?
Because it's got dual tuner where you can do two channels? Or is it a single channel tuner? On Media Center 05, you know, you can record one thing and watch something else if you have a dual tuner. Is it,
right.
You know,
that one's just a single tuner.
Is it okay? What is the price on this one?
It's $1,400.
Okay.
Like I said, it comes with. It's got an ATI graphics card, so you can run dual monitors if you'd like.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the Logitech 5.1 surround sound system in the box with it, which is also pretty nice. It's just a really high end machine. Like I said, it's relatively silent because there's no fans or anything like that involved.
Okay. And how much? That's not including the monitor, right?
No, sir. That's just the tower part by itself.
Okay.
Monitors you look at,
17
or 19, anywhere from $300 to $400
okay.
with the Sony brand,
yeah.
Which I'm assuming you'd want to stay match it all.
Okay. But, are you Matt?
I'm sorry?
No. Oh, you're a different guy. Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Kyle.
Hey, it's no problem.
Thanks.
If you guys have any other questions, just grab one of us.
Okay. Well, you know which one I want.
That one.
But you know which one I'll settle for.
But you know what? Any of these are going to be quieter than what you have down there.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm thinking. One of those Sonys with the gig of RAM.
A $989?
Yeah, that one would work. Never had a Sony before. Yeah, I've heard they're good.
That's pretty silent.
Yeah, so we, you know, have the three colors plus the TV thing. And this one is not.
It's not that loud.
Mm-hmm.
You know
it? It seems pretty quiet, it does.
Yeah. I know this one doesn't have a TV tuner. That one may jump up in price.
So, what you think?
Well, I think it's going to be yours.
I want it bad. But I should wait, shouldn't I?
So basically, they were giving me a better tab.
Can you... Can we afford it?
They have a...
Whoa.
Let's see. That was rude. Let's
see. They have
That was $1,099.
So what did you get for total rebate? $50?
I'm wondering if they showed you one.
I thought they had like a 12-month interest free.
Like, I wonder if they were showing you that tower.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I asked.
No,
and he showed me from the brand, he showed me the whole system.
That's what I'm saying, because, I mean,
so this does not come with a monitor, though, does it?
Right.
And that Gateway one is the one that did?
Yeah.
What was the price on it? $1,000? The scuba one?
Discovery.
Oh. Is it red?
No. The room that I bought, we have that one, they don't have it out.
What'd they get for that Discovery?
$279.
Ooh, that's too much.
$149.
Because I like it.
And they just sit there, not do anything, you know?
Because it isn't working right.
It never has. I'm the one that you have. It's never worked
right.
Okay. Here's this.
That's
not bad.
It isn't. I don't know why he said it was noisy.
Because you want something that's basically silent.
And the price on this was what? That. I don't need a flat one.
Let me go get
yours. Yes, sir. $119.79.
That's Media Center 04, not 05 on there. Trouble upgrading like we did on that HP.
Well, where would that say that?
Well, you read it on one of them. It did have a tuner card, right? Or was that another one we were looking
at? Yeah, this one does. Built-in TV tuner.
Hmm. I wonder why it's not running Media Center Edition. Yeah. They just have two gateways here, is that it?
Yeah. Kids standing up on the cart.
Gosh.
She's sitting there hollering for him.
On this gateway, they don't come with a Media Center edition of...
Yes, sir, this one does come with Media Center, but it doesn't have a TV tuner.
Okay,
what about this one?
That one's not this computer here. That's a Pentium 4 machine.
Where's it at?
We don't have one on display. It's a package. It's in a great big box.
What does it look like?
It doesn't look like that at all.
And which one are you discussing? It's a gateway with the Media Center, you said?
Right. It's a Pentium 4 processor. Not the Pentium D. The dual core, like this one.
It's not the one with the TV tuner.
Okay. So this one up here does not have a TV tuner.
Right.
Well,
it's
darn.
Got the better processor.
Yeah.
And for the difference in price between this one and all the other ones, with the Pentium D, you could add on a graphics card that would give you the TV tuner and the graphics capabilities and everything like that. But as far as design goes, this is probably the most well-designed machine we have, as far as, you know, airflow. And
yeah, I noticed that. Works. You can feel the air coming out of the front of it.
Yeah,
and it comes with a monitor?
No, sir, that was the other one talking about, the Pentium 4 machine.
The one with the TV tuner.
Okay, and how much is that one?
It's $10.35 after rebates.
And what about before rebates?
It's $11.49.
And which monitor does it come with?
The 17-inch LCD screen.
This one right here? This one?
Yes.
This one right here?
That's pretty much the same thing.
Oh, okay. Well... And what about tuner cards? You have some around?
Like a graphics card that can give you the TV tuner?
Yeah.
For this computer?
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir, we do.
Which ones do you carry?
We carry mostly API cards, but we have a few NVIDIA and a couple off-brand companies. I don't remember offhand.
On the ATIs, do you carry the one that's got like two tuners on it?
I can look. I don't know offhand, but I will check for you.
Would you? That'd be cool.
Yeah, I'll be right back here.
Okay.
So what's the difference if you get a TV tuner? How much is a TV tuner?
That's what I'm going to find out.
Because that's $8.49. And that doesn't even come with a monitor. $8.49
one did. And then the 11 one comes with
the
monitor.
With the monitor and a TV tuner.
Okay. But it's got the older older processor. But that's okay. I can deal with that.
It's a 630 and the other one
is a 820. Yeah, and this one's got the D, which is the dual core, like I was telling you about.
Now, what about the Sony ones?
Yeah, those were dual core, too.
You don't want that?
I do. That's what I want. Yeah, that's right. The Sony's come with the tuner already, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's $11.24 at the rebate. It's $12.49.
And then we'd have to get a monitor.
We have to get a monitor.
Or we could just wait and get the monitor later. I might even have an extra monitor around.
You always say that.
Well, you don't think I do? Probably don't, do I? All right, well. How much was that little LCD monitor that came with the Gateway? Can you buy it by itself?
It says $2.99, I think.
Well, see, that'd be fine. So we're talking...
I think that's what it is.
That's all right. Monitor's a monitor.
But what's the difference? I mean, how much difference is that with this one? It's only like 10, that's 640, and this is 630.
Yeah, see, this one in the dual core, though.
But how do you know that one is?
It's the processor, didn't you say it was a Pentium 4D?
No, it's just a... Intel Pentium 4 processor.
No, it's not a D. I thought I heard you say it was a long one.
This is the Intel Pentium 4 processor 640 WHT Microsoft Media Center Edition OS. Where would it have D at?
Should be with that Pentium.
I don't think either one of them.
We don't have any ones that have the dual tuner.
Okay.
He said it would be a really expensive card.
Really?
We don't carry it. We carry one in for an AGP slot, but not the PCI Express, which is the newer, faster one.
Yeah. This Sony one, is this the dual core?
That one is not the dual core.
Which one was the dual one? Just the one up there?
The only Sony we have is the one that has the radiator cooling system and all that built into it.
I guess we better get that one now.
You want to look at that one again?
Yeah.
Well, give me 1 second here. I'm going to ring this other gentleman.
Yeah, sure. We're right good. We're okay. Sleek looking too, isn't it? It's like separated into two parts. Maybe that's to help cool it. You're right though. If you want to buy one, might as well get what you want.
Yep.
Don't you think?
Mm-hmm. And this monitor right here is $349 at the rebate. I'm sure they have.
Yeah, I don't need a fancy monitor. So this one's $1,400. Mm-hmm. And is there any rebates?
None. No interest financing, that's about it. Here's an HP. Here's an HP one. It it's an Intel Pentium D processor, 820, Microsoft Media Center Edition OS.
Is it, you sure that's not 05?
Dude, if I can't read, then I guess I can't read.
Well, I'm just asking you.
Well, dude, I'm sitting here reading what's on the card. It's a 1 GB DDR DRAM memory, 250 gigabyte DVD-R dual layer DVD-ROM drive, built-in TV tuner, 6 USB ports, 2 front, 4 and back. It's $1049.99 with a $50 mail-in rebate, so it's $9.99. Then they have, a, that's not a D though, it's an open box for $9.69.
Can you tell how quiet this one is?
Well, it's on.
It sounds pretty good.
Dude, like I said, anything you get, it's going to be quiet.
Hey, Liz.
What?
What's that?
I don't know. Personal media drive bay.
Oh, like to put an external...
put something else in that you want?
Yeah. I'll be done.
And this has your S video to composite video to left and right audio, your headphones, your mic. I don't know what that is.
Firewire.
Okay, then you have USB, USB.
Okay.
DVD-ROM, DVD-ROM, LightScribe DVD writer, CD writer, Smart Media. MMC/SD memory stick / pro compact / 1 and 2.
Two of them, I'll be done.
Well, no, this says one. It says compact / 1/2.
Oh. Oh, you can fit them. Okay.
And then I don't know what this up here is. I guess pictures or something.
That's where you dock a camera.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Evidently.
I swore I wouldn't get another HP, but that's a very good price. It was nine something with the rebate, huh?
$9.99, $1,000.
Yeah.
And you get a package price, no interest for 18 months, a desktop computer, the 15-inch LCD monitor, and a desk jet printer. Or upgrade to a 17-inch LCD monitor for $50. And no interest for 18 months. And it would end up being $11.19.99. Beginning price would be $14.19.99. And HP mail-in rebate $150. And Circuit City mail-in rebate $150.
All right, that's what we're going to get. Any upgrade on the printer?
No.
Yeah, talk me out of it. So that'd be $1,000, $1,200.
Hold on for a second. What's this one? Oh, it doesn't have a TV camera. Say there's an HP one, Intel Celeron D processor, 340. Open box value $1,400.
Celeron's not a good. All right. We get this package. So the package was
$11.19.99 after rebate. Beginning price is $14.19.
Hmm.
That one that you got last time was about $3,000, wasn't it?
$2,000.
Keep going down, don't
yeah.
they? Getting better, but going down.
They always do that. Yep, let's get that one. Man, it was a good fight while we sat it out.
We're not doing it tonight.
Hell yeah, we are. You think I'm just going to leave that box sitting there and not set it up? I'm assuming these have Ethernet cards in them, I didn't say.
The new Intel dual core processing?
Mm-hmm.
Two processing cores?
Yeah.
Where would I find that at?
Find what?
Possibilities,
movies, music, photos, games, TV, digital home, also from Intel. All right, well, let's go give Kyle some commission. Oh, really? What's the speaker situation on this one?
I don't know. It's not here. I don't even know if anything comes with them. Where would it say
then? Not sure. He said that came with that surround sound speaker system is what he was talking about. Oh yeah, you can feel the air coming out of the front of this one too. It is, of course, anything would be quieter than that thing I got in the basement. I wonder if they sell the clip speakers here.
Huh?
The clip speakers.
Do you have enough speakers downstairs? You can open something up.
If we put a computer upstairs, we'd need to air condition that room up there, though, you know.
Well, they're putting in that new air conditioner for Linda's on Monday.
Oh, are they? New compressor?
I don't know if it's a compressor. He said it was a new unit, so I don't know. But then again, the way he talked, it was a compressor. When I asked him the new compressor, he said no, it was a whole new unit. Today when I talked to him, it sounded like he said it was a compressor, but I don't know. We'll find out. But he said that if I can wait until Monday, they can get it for $200 less.
Well, that's good.
He said that's fine. She said that it's an air conditioner. It's not like she doesn't have.
See that Sony again. How do you open these doors? Oh, it slides down. Oh man, it's like magnetized. That's kind of cool. door here too? So that's all your memory slots.
Mm-hmm.
Now where's our connectors on the front? Is there another door down there?
Yeah.
Oh, they're just wide open. Oh, okay, I see. You got three USBs in the front. Firewire. Video and audio in. S-video. What are those three on the left there?
That's your video, left and right, audio. Your video and your left and right.
Well, I mean these three right there.
That's your headphones, your mic, and S video.
Tempted to get that one. I don't need that though.
But why do you need the TV tuner downstairs?
So I can record TV.
Well, why would you want to record it downstairs and watch it downstairs when there's one upstairs?
Well, really, I'm not going to watch it on there. I'm going to rip the music out of it and send it to the bookport. I mean, not the music, all the sound. Does that get some kind of crazy lights on it or something?
No.
So that's what they're doing these days, like you can change the color of it inside and stuff. So if we paid $14 for this, and then $119 for a monitor, we're talking $1,500. And we could get this HP. Difference. That's a lot of money. We'd ever get those rebates.
Well, if you mail them in, you'll get them. You just have to mail them in.
What model of Sony is that? Is that a Vaya also? Hey, Lizzie, mate. Is that a Sony Vaya?
Yeah.
Hey, they don't have any little Apple notebooks up here, do they? While we're waiting around. Probably not. So I'm just wondering. I think I will get that song in.
This is free Canon printer with purchase with notebook or desktop.
Well, we're getting a desktop.
But I wonder what it is, though.
Yeah.
After a $50 combined purchase and then rebate. The printer is a Canon IP1500. Excludes custom computer center PCs.
You wanna think about go ahead and get a printer while we're here? I like that one we saw at Sam's the other day.
But if you get a free one, we'll see what he says. I'm sure something.
And a free printer is about what it's worth that.
Huh?
A free printer is worth about what you paid for it.
Well, it's something. We don't have one now.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, we're waiting on you.
Awesome.
Go ahead, dude.
We want the big one. The big bad boy.
All righty. You guys going to be on the internet with it?
Darn tootin'.
Awesome. Well, one thing I would recommend on it is the internet security bundle that we offer.
I've already got it.
Oh,
all
you've got
that.
All that?
Yeah.
Okay. That's awesome.
We also want to pick up a cheapo monitor because I'm blind and I don't really need to see.
Okay. What kind of, you want like a big CRT ones?
What's the least expensive one you have?
It would be a compact, one of the big CRT monitors. It would be $100 after rebates.
Well, there's one over here for $119 that's a...
$199.
Oh, $199. Okay, LCD. Well... The $100 one will work.
Okay.
What is it before rebates?
$150.
Okay.
And it's $50 rebates.
And what about this free printer we get here with a desktop?
The free printer we would have to order for you. We don't have any in stock right now, but you can come back and pick it up most likely tomorrow.
And what is it?
It's a Canon. It's just a standard texting color printer.
Inkjet?
Yes, sir. It's an inkjet printer.
What do you have in the way of laser jets? You got a low end one?
Quite a few of them. They're all the laser jets printers are pretty expensive, around $300 or $400.
Okay.
But if you'd like to look at them, we have those also.
Nah, we'll just take the freebie.
Well, you do get a $50 rebate, so if you wanted to look at like a higher end HP or something like that, you get the same discount. It's just
okay.
Awesome. Do you need the USB cables to connect the printer and the computer together?
Nope, got all that.
Awesome. Cover all your hardware and be in-home service on every component that's in there. So if you run into any trouble with anything, a technician will come out to your house and fix it. It covers everything like storm damage from like surge and things like that. it's just something really good, especially on something that expensive. I would definitely recommend it.
How much is it?
Find out for you real quick.
Is that the Chase?
Yes. For 2 years, it's $239, and for 4 years, it's $309. So it's not much more to go all 4 years. Like I said, you've got a top-of-the-line computer, so it's going to last for...
Yeah.
Technology-wise, it'll be up to date for a while.
I'm gonna pass on that.
Okay. Well, that's something you can always add it on later.
Okay.
I definitely recommend.
Alright.
You wanted a compact monitor last time?
Yeah.
Let's see if we've got one of those in stock.
What size is that? Like 15?
It's a 17-inch, but it's a 16-inch viewable.
Okay.
That we don't have in stock right now.
Alright.
So we could order it, or we could do an HP one. It's pretty much the same thing. It'd be like $20 more, and you could take it today with you.
Well, we got to come back for the printer anyway. So.
Let's see if we can order that. Can't order that. Would you like us to just ship that straight to you from our website? We can do that.
That'd be cool. Can we do the monitor that way too?
This is the monitor. The
printer?
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
All right. We can see if we can ship the printer to you. Okay, what's your first name?
Larry.
Last name?
I'll spell it for you.
Oh, okay.
SKUTCHAN.
Your address?
203 Pleasant View. 40206.
Special order because the website doesn't have it.
Okay.
So you can pick it up here, like I said.
Okay.
And I'll just give you a call when it comes in, alright?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is it 17-17-17?
That's interesting.
Wow.
Code. It sure is.
That's the first time I think I've got it. It has to be a driver's license of whoever the card is.
Is that it?
That's it. There you are. Oops, sorry.
Oops.
There you are.
All right, thanks.
Okay, just need a signature on the head right there.
Okay.
Going to be in merchandise pickup up there, so you just drive your car around the front and a merchandise or a warehouse guy will load it up for you.
Okay. You might.
All right, there you guys are. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
You all have a good evening.